Let's pick up Sarah in San Diego, and she's got a question about varicose veins. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm actually 14.
14?
Yeah.
Wow. How come you have a question? Do you have a varicose vein?
I don't know, but actually I have three small questions.
Okay.
My mom called in about me maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And you told me to be on the pH trio and a few other things with the salt and everything.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I can mix the pH trio in, like, you know what an emergency is?
Sure do.
Can I mix it in that? Or will that, like, cancel out the good stuff in it?
You can. It won't cancel anything out at all. But I'll tell you, what tastes better than emergency and gives you the real vitamin C is a great big healthy California orange.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, feel free to eat those, and they don't give you zits, and they don't make you fat.
Okay, great. And so then my second question is about my brother and sister.
Okay, how old are they?
My brother is 18.
Okay.
And my sister is 16.
Okay. So you're the youngest.
Oh, I have a younger sister, and she's 11. But,
you're stuck in the middle then. Yeah, that's what I was, stuck in the middle. So you get to do a lot of work. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever. A little while ago, I heard you talking about a human growth hormone.
Yes.
And they're both shorter than they would like to be.
Ah.
And so I was just thought, maybe, does that, like, make you grow?
It could. But, you know, if they're shorter than they like to be, this is usually a problem with the pituitary gland. And so sometimes this is the result of a trauma, a scar or trauma, like being delivered with forceps. Sometimes a baby doesn't come out of the birth canal,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor has to pull the baby out.
Right.
If that has happened to your brother or sister, then there may be a trauma that's sedating the normal function of the pituitary gland. And so by doing Medibody packs, you might be able to restore that function before a reasonable growth period is over. Because usually anywhere from 18 to a maximum of about 23 or 24 growth ends.
Okay.
So it's more likely we could help the sister than the brother, but we have a product called Amino HGH,
mm-hmm.
and this is designed to increase and does increase the production of the body's human growth hormone. So they both could go on this, and it's about 7 capsules at breakfast, and it may help the two of them. It usually takes about a week, 10 days to really kick in, and it might help them with growth. But I'll tell you, if I were in this situation, I would be on something called adaptogen.
Okay.
Adaptogen raises the hormones that are too low and lowers the hormones that are too high. And all you have to take is 3 of them at breakfast, and you may see a real good effect with this in 90 days or so.
Okay.
Okay, that would be a strong recommendation. Then I would ask your mom, were either of them forceps delivered?
I got it.
And let us pray they weren't. And then I would ask, did either of them have a severe blow to the forehead or the head anywhere? And if so, where was that? And then if that's the case, then I would like them to see a QRA practitioner. And in San Diego, you got lots of good people. And they could learn how to do Medibody packs to erase that trauma and hopefully achieve a healthy, normal growth. Okay?
Right. And my sister, she plays soccer, competitive soccer, and she is continually coming home with bruises.
Yep.
She's very aggressive. So would that have anything to do with it?
Typically, no. The bruises, what I would do to minimize bruises is I'd want to increase vitamin C from food. Okay? So the food that I would like would be like oranges where you don't peel off all the peel.
Mm-hmm.
You leave some of the
white stuff.
Exactly. And then what I would also do for her is put her on Invisivain, and that's the guy that helps to eliminate and or prevent varicose veins.
Okay.
And so the beauty of that is you just take 2 at breakfast for 2 months, and that brings up the level. And then thereafter, you take 1 at breakfast. That may minimize her bruising and also protect her from varicose veins. And you, at your tender age, should never have a single one, even through a pregnancy in the later years. How about that for a deal?
Awesome. And, okay, so then on my left thigh.
Okay, go ahead.
They're like the little blue things. And my mom has lots of them.
Bruising? Little bruising?
No, they're not bruising. They look like little veins.
Bluish veins. Okay. Well, some of that can be normal, but if it's only on the left thigh, I suspect there's been an injury or trauma there, and what you would want to do is Medibody pack that foot and then come up and Medibody pack that area so you can erase the trauma and restore the normal nerve and energy flow at that site. Okay?
Okay, and then I have one more really quick question. And why is it that, really, she has 100 more questions and she's going to see you in January?
Is she the smartest little kid, huh?
Yeah, she's going to go see Dr. Medici in December.
Okay.
And then I'm bringing the family to see you. I'm going to have an appointment with you in January, the Lord willing, if you...
I'm coming, for sure.
Rachel has...
Keeps you up to date.
She's been lovely. She's been coaching us. She's the best. I don't know where you found her.
Well, it's a gift of God. You understand?
Yeah, so true. So.
All right. So what is this last quick question, Sarah?
Okay. Well, why is it that when you go outside and it's really cold, you get a sniffly nose?
Well, that
when
was.
When you eat soup, your nose drips. Yeah.
Okay. Well, things like this happen. You'll notice they never happen to people who eat lots of beans and can digest them. And the reason is his digestion allows him to eat beans and get the sulfur from them. You can begin to eat buckwheat. And I think you'll love this as a family if you start using it. It's one of my favorite things to eat. And I think if you try the recipe from Menu Ideas and make it with the nutritional flakes, the pink salt, a little onions, and some ghee, and you want to get the really good ghee called Amul, A-M-U-L, from India, and it's way cheaper than Americans, but it's way, way better quality than what we have here. No hormones, no weird stuff in it. And you use about a tablespoon in a serving. It tastes so, so good. If you were to eat something with beans and you could digest them, or buckwheat, the only grain delivering sulfur, you won't see a runny nose unless somebody hits you in the nose.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, nice to talk to you. You're a delight, and I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Good talking to you guys.
Bye.
Bye now.